other chayes were brought to him. So the Baal Hita says he doesn't have to make a broche on the other chayes that were presented to the sheichet, even though they were not before the sheichet. At the time, he made the broche on the first chay, on the first chay. But if the sheichet made the broche on the chay, and then aphis were presented to the sheichet, even though, I mean, aphis and chayo have the same dinim, like Abimitzvah's Kisa Adam, so then, since the aphis were not before the sheichet, at the time he made the broche on the chay, on the shechit of the chayo, he doesn't have to make, so he has to make a new broche on the aphis. So you see, even though it's the same broche, chay and of, the same broche la shechit. So we see, not like the Besios. Oh. Ubalito kosadavke kisheino min roshino, ki in shishochet chayo veiviyo lo yof. Avel imi min roshino, ein tzorch lebarech. Vadein yof v'yorosh za loichil. So he distinguishes between one min and the other. Not, so min doesn't mean the same kind of broch. So that's his assumption. And the Taz here is a mikatzia. But the Taz in Rechaim, Simer Ishvov, is very marich, and he mentions, he refers to what he says in Yeradeye, in Simen Yutez, and he says that the pshat in the two is different, that only if the same mean food is brought on the table. But if it's a different mean, in other words, if he made a broch on an apple, and then somebody, the waiter, served another apple, he doesn't have to make a new broch. But if he made a broch on an apple, and then someone served an orange on the table, so he has to make a new broche. But if, let's say, the same orange had been on the table at the time, the person made a broche on the apple, then he eats the orange, he doesn't have to make a broche. But since it wasn't on the table, according to the Taz, so he has to make a new broche because of the raya here. But actually, it's no asogi. It's no raya. Because the svore of the Bes Yosef is very reasonable. I mean, what are you going to call one meaning? I mean, all right, so an apple and an orange are two different meanings. And you have all kinds of apples too. I mean, all apples are the same. You have all kinds of apples. So certainly, if it's a different kind of an apple, if it's a different kind of an apple is brought to the table, then he doesn't have to make a new broch, because it's the same. So the Bes Yosef holds, what difference does it make? Whether it's an apple or an orange, or it's a different kind of an apple. So in other words, so what mean means that Alpidin is the same. Alpidin, apples, oranges, pears, plums, peaches, as long as they all require a broche of bere, pri, or eitz, so it's albedin, it's considered one mean. Because it's not that the chachomim were misakel. You have to make a broche of bere, pri, or eitz, and apples, and then a separate akone, the chachomim were misakel. A separate akone that you have to make a broche of bere, pri, or eitz, and oranges. No, the chachomim didn't mention oranges, didn't mention apples. The chachomim were misakel that any fruit that grows on a tree, on a nilon, requires a broche of bere, pri, or eitz. And if it doesn't grow on a tree, so it grows on the adomo. So it requires a broche of bere, pri, adomo. So as far as the din is concerned, there is no separate mechayev for of a broche on apples and a separate mechayev of a broche on an orange. Mashein kein ligabe shchita sabe, shchita of animals. So So then there is a separate mechayev. Because if the halacha had been, if the Torah had said, any balchai requires shchite, so then there would be an analogy between birkas hananim and shchite. But the Torah doesn't say that every balchai requires shchite. Dogim are balchayim, they do not require shchite. So only certain balchayim require shchite. What balchayim require shchite? So the Torah spells out chayo, and behemo. And in regard to off, there is a mandoma who says, ein shchite lof nato. And the one who says, and we pass in yesh, so we learn it out from a posit. So in other words, there is no general mechayim that every balchai requires shchite. There has to be an explicit, an individual mechayim, a separate mitzvah. So so why is a chayo? Why are we mechuyev to shech the chayo? Because the Torah says we are mechuyev to shech the chayo. And why are we mechuyev to shech the behemo? Because the Torah says we are mechuyev to shech the behemo. And why are we mechuyev to shech the nov? So according to Mando Amar, we are not mechuyev. Because the Torah doesn't say. And we pasken that we are mechuyev because we learn it out from the posse. So in other words, so it's different meaning, Al-Pidin is different meaning. Masha'in came by Peres or Eitz, Al-Pidin, they are the same meaning. Legally, it's the same meaning. Al-Pidin, it's the same meaning. All right, one is an orange, one is an apple. So you have all kinds of apples too. You have a Macintosh apple, you have a delicious apple. You have all kinds, you have summer apples and you have winter apples. You have all kinds of apples. But Al-Pidin, it's one meaning. All the fruits that grow on an eitz, on a nylon, are one mean. Some mele, so it's no asot. Vokans, but this is the taz is chelik on the bishos. Vokan mechalik valiito mechayrov, vobechisein shavis vafilochet zorch larzo lavorich, visiorat. So he is chelik. Here he doesn't spell it out, but in Simen Rishvov, he says that aloche is not like the mechal. Now then, he says something else. V'si matoka, v'adeni ov yorosh loy chilik, pireish, v'afilu yivilei mimino rishen, tzorich larzer olivorich. Ligabi shchite, but ligabi birkas haneni. So there, the rosh is made. The rosh is made. V'nira disvirelei. So the question is, why is there... Now the Mechaber, you see, the Mechaber himself, here Ligabi Shchite, he doesn't even mention the Shit of the Balito. Even if it's the same mean, so the Sheikh has to make a new broch in view of the fact that he didn't have in mind at the time of the Shchite. Now it doesn't mean that according to the Mechaber, in order to patter the other behemoths, or that in order that the same broche should be chal on the other behemoths, so the behemoths have to be before him. There's no aloche of here. But it means, if it is before him, so that means he had mind on all the behemoths. But if it's not before him, so he didn't have in mind. It's not the presence before him. Suppose, let's say, he intends the sheikhet, comes to the slaughterhouse, so he knows he has to shech the 100 behemoths. But the 100 behemoths are not in the same room before him. And the practice is that only one behemoth is in the same room of the slaughterhouse. The other behemoths are not in the same room. But since he had in mind to slaughter 100 behemoths, so that's considered like Lifonov. Lifonov means that he had in mind all these behemoths. So the Mechaber here paskens not like the Balaito. In other words, even if the same mean is brought before him, but as long as he didn't have in mind these other behemoths that are of the same mean, so he has to make a new broch. But Ligabi Birkas Hananim, the Mechaber paskens that even if it's not mamish the same mean, but as long as they require the same broche, as they require the same broche. So mimele, it is, it patters it. So he says, we see mat tokan, ladino ve rosh, we khilik, pirish va filo yvili min rishn so khlazel vorich. We nira dis virale, shene demeli pirish ze kham. Di bakhilas, da bakhile teva odom, likrach o lezile. Val ko khavik moy shoyle fono, bishas abroch, mashen kem bishrite. Vi kosa bis Yosef sharam bishem rav mishulem va raibet va rambam svirik mi rosh. Vim kein have baluito yochel likabai. But still, there are more pastors like Balid. Since Mashma from the Roshan, the Taz implies that he is chelik on the psak of the Ramah. But still, there are more pastors like Balid. In other words, so he says that everybody agrees in regard to Birkas Hanani, that if the pairs of the same mean are brought, he doesn't have to make it mibroche. Why? Because it's the derech. When a person is eichel, so many times, sometimes no new food is brought on the table. But many times, new food is brought on the table. It doesn't mean that when a person sits down to eat, that everything that he's going to eat in the meal will be put on the table before he starts it. Many times, everything is put on the table, and many times, more and more things are brought on the table. So since it is very customary to bring new things on the table, so melee it's considered that when one makes a brocha, let's say, on one apple or on one orange, it's considered as if he had in mind all the other apples or the other oranges that will be brought to the table. Since it's customary many times that more and more things are put on the table after he started the meal, so mainly it's considered as if everything had been on the table before. Mashayim came by Sheikhet. So a person is accustomed only to shecht those behemoths that are before him. But not to shecht other behemoths. It's not customary, let's say, to bring that. It's not customary. So mimele, the broche that he made on the behemoth that was before him is not chal on the behemoths that as a surprise were presented later to him. He violated. Hoyme von Fabel ich schreit, bir gala schreit. Va ken i violet im kishe mevim le achen is ich dein li von auf mei som jo le von auf kishe bir ich in so glas am lovorg. Vi macht so lovorg. Pir ich mit minache le das balito. Di besam u le roche scho pas ki ma fil mei semi. In so glas am lovorg. Zu das smak. Vi no sam. So the two is chilek on that day. So he says, but the Mechaber paskens like the smags did. He doesn't pasken like the Balitos did, but he paskens like the smags did. Zuda smagnos nabis Yosef ta'am v'chol sheyesh lefon avadayim hu kovu al lishchem. Avon kishigom arhavi siluk, vidom alim adam rinon kom lechel os lechel, ad she yivorech. V'af agav lekaim lon shom kein shane sude shederech le'moshech mi'achil l'achile. Avon gabi shchite havi gmar siluk. ויעטו חיליק על זה, וסביר לו מהנה מה שאויל לפונוב מנורישנים, כי מי שבשעשה ברוכה לא אויל לפונוב, וכי אביס יוסף כסמאג, ולכתחיל את טיב לי זו ילי, הזדהיתי בשעש ברוכה על כל מה שיביאו לי. כוסף משל, ובשכת שלי, לאילום, חושב דיית אל האחרים, כל זמן שמביאים לפונוב, וליסור בינתיים, מצורך לעזר לבורך, משמע אפילו בשני מין. Why? Because that was the practice, in other words, that the sheikh, the official sheikh of the city, he had to shecht whatever was brought to him by any benohir, without any questions. So mimele is considered as if he said, I am going to shecht 100 babies today in the course of the day. So he doesn't have to. So he doesn't have to make a new broche on every baby. This love. Chayo hoyo sheichet chayo ei vidaiten nishchet eid vishochach vikis came to offline. Ein zoich ubirech. כשחזר לישחית אין צורך לעזר או לבורך להשחית שנקיסו הפסו אין צורך לעזר לבור להשחית ומביר כסקיסו לזוכה כלום כמו שזוכה ליל בדיני הפסיק בשיחו או הבינים לך שאין צורך לעזר לבורך להכיסו דו סום דייטי הויו בישז ביר כסקיסו על מה שיחס החכה דו יודע שיעזר וישח אבל כאן הרי שוכח ויוסובו של ישחיתית ועד צורך לבורך להכין על כיסו השני שמצווה חדושו Shebole, because he didn't have the kisu sheni in mind, so the mele he has to make a new broch. V'chein adin im shochat chayo oyev v'reitzel yishchet behemo mechased amachayo v'yishchet behemo b'loy broch. Zeh ma'ira shebishas bir kas hashchit nischadim gam tashchiles abeim oishoyso lefonov bishas hashchit es lachayo das asmag d'bisomov v'shemoche im tzorch levorich hashchiles abeim. אל יקום אשבלון שמחס את תחיל אדם החיו כן אם שחיל זנה מהו דשח so ואם שוחד לא יביר איך שיר אפילו היזית ולא יביר איך שיר אפילו עצמי וכן פוסק בסיוסם דעת מישי ומשל פרק איזה אדם וכן משמע בלוחס דילס ויבח לפוסקי because the bach paskens like the shita siochit of the ravio That he'd be mazy, so there is a knas vis-a-vis himself. All right. Dovo di sialet bereesi, umarshal shom simen hei, posak rashi, di vorech kedem ashriti. Because rashi shite in sivar pardes is, da filu mitrefe mahano le shritosu, li tara midene vele, vili mashma kei. So we have to say, as we said last time, in rashi we have to say what the tas is. That doesn't mean that according to the lomdus of the Taz in Siman Aleph that we have to say like Rashi, but Rashi has to say like the Taz that Birkas Shchita is not the Birkas HaMitzvah. Because if it had been a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's not shayach to say there is a mitzvah to shecht in order to mitayah l'tumas nevel. There is a mitzvah to shecht if you want to eat, but if it's also machil anyway, how can we say it's a mitzvah to shecht if you want to eat? We're not allowed to eat reve. So, in Rashi, we have to say the lomdes of the Taz. Yivod, afru mitra memahal v'shutos letar m'neveile. So, b'meile, we can say a broch. V'limash v'akeim b'Yerushalm perik oreye, b'may v'koroma, hosom gal b'birkas ha-shrite, cheskaz nemayim k'shei reme. So, the Yerushalm, so it's Yerushalm meforeshes, contrary to Rashi in Sivar Pardes. The Yerushalmi says that the reason as to why a sheikhet can shecht and make the birkas ashrite before he makes the dike, maybe the bnei ma'ayim will show a treife, he says. B'minastam we assume that there is no tarfe in the bnei ma'ayim. So it appears that if there is a tarfe, so then the shchite, then there cannot be any broche. Uchsheim tzokoshea mivoreich al ashchite uvilvad shei somuch lishchite uvidar kemei shemei mishima goi sosh reperikam lechum daafilu bikshei roim shochach vili birach kinem ashchite yivoreich ar ashchite. As we said last time, here the Rambam mentions the Yozorua in connection with the case where he couldn't make the broche before Shrit. So in that case, all the Shemin could agree. But the Zahua himself, he holds that even if the broche could be made evil as your son, but suppose he didn't make it evil as your son, so then he can make it lachar as your son. Lachar as your son. So then, of course, it goes without saying that in this case, he can make the broche. He can make the broche in any case. ואפילו בקשיירו עם שוחח, ולביר הכי למשחיל יבוא רשת כאן לשם, וכן נמצא במקס השחיל סחיל, ובאגו יסור שרשום, סיין, תכל מצווה שלו יביר הכי ולעשי יוסון, מבוא רכך העשי יוסון, כי לביר יש בברוכס מי הזו, עד כאן לשם, וברכם את הברוכס, כוס וזה לשני, היכן לביר איך כמה די מצווה, מבוא רכך המצווה, וייצי לחבוסי, אוכל ביסוד, דיוס רודם שאין לו לברוכה, כי יאוב אבוכל, והגיע ברוכה אחרין, הולווית, it, in other words, the Yozorua himself, who holds that in regard to Birkas HaMitzvah, even though the Tulechatchil, it has to be Evel HaSiyosot, but if he didn't make it Evel HaSiyosot, so he can recite it L'achar HaSiyosot, but by Birkas HaNenin he is made. I mean, there it's a Gemara. By Birkas HaNenin he is made. If somebody did not make Birkas HaNenin on something, so, and he already ate it up, so he cannot make the Birkas HaNenin after he ate it. After he ate it. Okay, ein kin das Rambam. In other words, the Rambam is chilek in regard to Birkas HaMitzvah, that if he didn't do it Evel HaSiyosot, he cannot do it Lach HaSiyosot. Rish Perek Yud Aleph Chesbroches Din Vov, Shekos Afim Shochet Mibroche, Afim Lifristrum Isom Maizres, Hoi Shetoba Vlibirech, In Chizom Mivorech Achar HaSiyah, וכן כל קיץ מזה. ובספר ברכס אברום, ספר חלק א' וריש חלק י', הרך מעיד ליסטא דברי הרמב"ם. במליצייס ועצוייס דבורים. ואיכא יסיידי דמיסא דנבורך החסיוסון, אם כן היכא שרינו לגיע. So he has a long, he discusses, and discusses the שיטה that is חלק on the רמב"ם, and the שח agrees with the רמב"ם. But the אסם הוא החלק on the רמב"ם. So he says, "Im kenei chesharim uligeh." So the Birkas Avrom, esikashem v'chein shochal yom mitzvahs, u'shom mitzvahs, v'vorech v'chatchila achasios. So the raya that the Birkas Avrom mentions against Shitas Rama. So he is from Ger. If by Ger the halacha is now the Ger couldn't make the broche, kidem achasios, because then he's still a goy. But when he comes out from the tefillah, from the mikveh, then he makes the broche. So it's a raya against the Rambam, because Avram says. Because if we say that even the Eved, he cannot make it lachas yoson, so in the Hanami, so Igea shouldn't make any broche. All right, he cannot make it before the tefillah. Let him not make it altogether. Why does he make it after the tefillah? So it's a raya that ordinarily, if a person didn't make it before the mitzvah, so he can do it lach the mitzvah. But ordinarily, it's not proper, l'chatchile not, but by gea, since it's impossible l'chatchile to do it, that way he's still a goy, so he can do it l'chatchile lach asiyos. But if ordinarily, so one could not make even the Eved, the broch lachas yoson. So the chachomim wouldn't be misakein legabigen. Of course, that's a very faint swab. V'im yishum to lo yehef shol yivor akedem ha-broch so l'havu yivor echlal? That's what the Birkas Avrom says. After all, a broch is not me'akei in the tefillah, so the chachomim should have said, no broch by tefillah. וכל דבור אביני נראה, לפי אני הזדהיתי, דובה דקיים אלון כל הברוכס אימן רבון, חוץ מברכס עמוז, וכדיסה בברוכס ובחמד דוכתר ופוסקים. אם כן, הם אמרו לבורך כדר המצווה ולא יאחר המצווה כלל, והם אמרו, בגיע עוד חבו סידה, כדגב עולה חוזה, יבורך אחר המצווה. ואוכל משמע פרק משוח, דאמרים לנו סבא מרבינה, הילקח, אפילו גם המלאכה, ירזה ויבורך. Titania Tobavo, this is what Rabbine held in Havamini, even by Birkas HaNenin. Titania Tobavo, Veolo, Imabal Yossi, Boch, Ashkishon Tzivon al Atvil. So that's what Rabbine said in Havamini. And then the Gemara refutes Rabbine, Savamini. Veloi, Deoso, Mikore, Kavre, Lechoz, Hoche, Mikore, Choz, Voin, Vitre, Itre, Atka, Alme, Davke, Gabit, Vile, Dechavose, Mishbe, Lechoz, Mikore, אבל איך נחוזי מיקורא ולא יפיר איך לא יבוא איך החכי ויעבור גם נסיב הברכס אברום כוסף דו עדין דהב מוסל לשנוי אליי לשנוי אליי ולא יהי הוסם ברכס המצווי סומי מילא די אבד, די כמגד לחסי אוסון די גמור יקוד הפסדת אלא דעדים בני קום בוא תהיה נכנעמי, אין זה מוכח כלל Wait, so it's not mistaken that this is what the Gemara means. Voi the rabbin alcohol is very chiluk zeh. Voi chazine the polikol leishas. Vahai. Voi chamash mdi varav. Vahine pirgimu shochlu shom. Do adim bichol abroches. Shem voi chim lasi osom. Im loin pirechein im voi harake. Like the Rambam. Not like the Ozoa. Not like the Ozoa. Vigam bepiski rakanti. Simnaim Veis, Hevi Divrei, Rauwe Zerua, Vakei Divrei Aramba. Maskone, Mashud Hoche Zvirlein, Chein Kosav, Horav Rab David Avudren, Bishem Balamoya Karamba, Vichein Yirem Divori, Bichubeka Bibirkas Amile, Shever Amalashkea, Bichube Simin Yitches, Voido Kaimu Kosav Orchlok. So he rejects the Sheet of the Zerua. And he's machia like the Rambam, the Shach is machia like the Rambam, that where it was possible to make the bracha even as Yoson, so then the Eved cannot make the bracha, except where it's impossible. So where is it impossible? So the Gemara mentions Gabi Ger, it's impossible. Gabi Ger, it's impossible. And here it's also impossible, because he cannot make the bracha because of his sofik bracha. Luatole, maybe it'll turn out to be a treifer. So there he can, where it's not possible. So then he can say the broche. So he can say the broche lachas yoson. But if it is possible to say it kilmas yoson, there is no din of saying it lachas yoson. All right. Uchsheim tzukosha mivorech, because la terazov shon neagim she's dam and mishchei dovo. שיש מסופק טריפה, ששייך את הענגל או יאיב אחר, כדם לדעתז מנשתם. וכוונו עשי גם כן על זה, וכן כוסר הפח, ויתוב הנוכל, וכן לכמל שימו חופכס, וינקיסו הבופלו. So, בופלו is a סופק, חי או סופק בהימו. So, ממילא we have to be מחסי. We have to be מחסי. The dam, misofik, but the broche we don't make. Mikolmo came dinei shel orav emes, heiched in efshal lishchet ifach. Vihu she yischavin losis, vigam chaviri yicham litzi. Because whenever you have to resort to shemeya keine, so then, so both the mashmiya and the shemeya have to have kavonet v'yit. Tzor lechasis da mashchit orishen, dechim disoch, בדבור מאחיר שני מצורך השחיתה, ויצורך לרזר או לבורך, על שחיתה שנייה צורך לגמר מי זה שחיתה ראשינו, וכך יחסי ויבור פעם אחרת על השחיתה השנייה, אבל על כיסא השני ליבורך, כי מנשור שבירך על כיסא הראשון ידעת לישחית לך הסיסוי, והשחיתה הנה הפסק, משביף שנשוך עם אחד יודה, מחס וחד יודה, וברכס השחיתה נעמלה והפסק, כדי אשכם יקנה אז, כי כוס והפייס, כי סים פינגד את אז, וישם להם דיסיחה, בין שחיתה לשחיתה לא יהווה הפסק, ואז קומץ הפוסקים דהווה הפסק, וצורך להרזר או לבורך. וכן כוסף מרשאו, וכן כוסף מרשאו, but the Taz says differently, he says, קיימו לן כי ישם לי, אילו, דיסופיק פרוחת והוק. So there's a מחלקס between the Taz and the Shach, how he passed. יחס את המורישי, ושמינים לחוש שלו יודעת מתחלים, ודינה כיסוך, ויש אמרים, ואם הביאו להם מינורישי, לבלית השיטי, ששוחד עם צורך לחס את הורישינו, ובורך על שחיתה, ובאתר עזוב, מסיים בו וכן יקה ויים, ורחיים צמרי שבוב, וכן עוד מקצת תבוס מדבר הרב, וכן כוס מדע כמאישי, שעתור הרחיים צמרי שבוב, סוסם כבלת תור, ושלו יקדיב לראש, עד כאן, ובדריש שכוס המזל שני ויתאים אליפי, מה שדימו ברכה שחילות ברכה ספירס, אם כן הביאו להם מנחה נעמה, כמו שקוסם בסיוס ובסימו לשבוף, זה סיין קשה לתאזסקס. וכן פרסים משולחן אורך, ואיתו וזה קושי דיבר על טור שקוסם בסיום עכשיו, אפילו עדיין מיסי מין שפירך, או לא ופון אביבי להיד, מיסה מין צורך לעזר לבורך, על המבואים, וזהו כפי מה שקוספתי בסימן, לשבוף ולעצור, הכל צורך לימה כמו שקוסם בסיוס, די יש חילוק מן האכילה, די יש לי קבע, להשחית די לי קבע. וכן קוסם בסימן, בסעיף הלך החמודי, וחוסף שכן משמע בדברי הראש להדיה כדעס עתור, ודלוי קיבל איתו, ופוסקי. וכן נראה להדיה מדברי הכל בי, וכן משמעו יש הפוסק, וכן נראה מדברי מרשל, וכן קוסם נראו לכם. תחשמו תניקי יכול, ואם דייתי מתחילו הבי, סוף לברך לשם, ויברעב גופי בסימן ריש סמכי, וכן קוסם אתר עזוב שם. ובואי שומר אבי נראו לכם, שדים לא ישחית את שוב וזה, וכינו בעבוד רם לכס מילה ומורת חי ספיר כסדה. הוי לפון אופר בי... בוא עדין אם הוי לפון אחס, ואחס שפירך קדם ששוחתי ולפון ואחר איס, אין צורך, בי as long as it's he still didn't finish the shechting, so אין צורך לארזו לבוא חימוך בסיוסף, ולכתחיל את היבלי זוי אלי, אז דייתי בשעס ברוכה, על כל מה שיביאו לי. משום דעתור סביר לילום כל מה שלא יהיה לפונוב, כי שבירך צורך לבורך אלו אם כן הוא ידעתי על כל מה שיביאו לי. כבר הפוק נפשי מפלוקתב לא תסעלי בלי כול העומי, ידע לך תחיל את דעתי על כל מה שיביאו לי. וחי גב נקוסף הרב, ברכה עם צמרי שבוע, וסו ישוצי דתי איזה מיינד, all the food that will be brought to the table. Because for Marshall, Vaprisha Vabach, the Asherichet HaMuska, the Taz Menschle, Asherichet HaMuska Vamyuchet, Lishrit Kavua, Bimokim Le, Bimokim, is Eleilom Daitei Al Kol Mashi Yovile, Afil Beis Minim, Vitzoch Livorech, Chol Zman Shli So Bintai, Vishor Avchiso, ולינקיסו השאין לי, אי מה שקוסו ואתר עזוב, כדברי טעם, the same thing that tassel, מחסד המחי, ולפי מאי דיקאי מלון, סימן חוף חס, סיף חוף, לצורך לבדיקורי יקיד מהכיסו, אם כן יפסיק הרבה, בין שחיתה לשחיתה, ויצטורך לבורך פעם אחרס, אם נראה לפני הזדהיתי, שאיש את מתחילה הבאים, או בכך יחסה החיו, ולדום ולצור בין חיו לחיו, ונמלר לצורך לחסס מתחיל החיו ראשינו. דוסם שענה, כאילו לצורך לעזר לבורך, אם כן צורך לגמר מצל שחיתו ראשינו. וכי מה שבאשרי הוא פוסקי, מה שאין כן אוכל. מה שאהבה. והכל בו יהיה אפשר לסביר לאוכל. האחת לכמון סימון חופכס. או יהיה אפשר, עד לא ינוחס לדינים. לדינים אלו. ולבור אל השמין עונד הכיסו להב הפסק, ונפקמין אל ינאיב שיזכה שם גם כן. וכי משמע מלו. Now, for the next we did go over the Gemore and the next Simen, and the next Simen, the Gemore Daf Yutes, we went over, but there is now, so you go over again, the Gemore Daf Yutes, you go over that Gemore, I mean, at that time we went over the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, Poga Balinoga, we discussed the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, now, that's Daf Yutches on the base and Yutches on the Aleph. But then there is a small piece of Gemara that has to do with that Simen. That is Daf Mem Gimel on the base. Itmar Tobet Aveshet. I don't remember. It might be that we went over at that time this Gemara too. I think so. But anyway, you should go over that Gemara. Daf Mem Gimel on the base. Itmar Tobet Aveshet. Ravom of Mashu. ושמואל אומר ברובי, רב אומר משהו, שמואל אומר ברובי, and up to the beginning of Daf Mem Dalet, up to אומר רב נחמן, אומר שמואל, טוב את צווי ששניתו כולה עם מלאכי כושר. It's about the middle of Mem Dalet and Mem Dalet. So we'll go over, and then also on the Mishneh, I think we went over that Mishneh at the end of the second page. We went over this Mishneh and the Gemara. The Mishneh Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Hashichet Natzdodim. Hashichet Natzdodim. That Mishneh. We went over that Mishneh and the small piece of Gemara on that Mishneh. Then there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes. Tesfes says Hashichet Natzdodim. But sinu meim adaf ke deevet vafil herzer simonim gzeir oto lo yherzer uvikuntras lepirashke. All right, so next year we'll go over Simen Chof and Simen Chof Aleph. Should go over also in the Mechaber and Rabo without the Taz and the Shach of Simen Chof Beis. כי משחית בצבו בקונה לצד הרייש משיפו קיבה ולמטו and it's we don't pass them like Rabbi Yisba Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, there is a machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yisba Rabbi Yehuda. If Bisechat Abbas Agdeilo he cut rove of the semen and then he deflected with the sake. He deflected with the sake. So according to the Rabbanon, it is post. He has to cut the whole semen to pass a deal. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, so it is kshel. Then there is Rabbi Chanin Natignes, but according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, we might have to pass a deal. I mean, above the uppermost cartilage ring. So it's not in Mekim Shchit, but we pass like Chanin ben Antignes, so up to the Shipukeva. Shipukeva is the thyroid gland. And so the Mekim Shchit is up to the point where it is, when it's the slam starts. Kidim Shiyasril HaKeva, Lishapeya, the Keva, there's the thyroid gland. Lishapeya, Vilalis. Ulimato. So, ulimato, that's the upper limit of the Mikim Shchite in the Kone. And what's the lower limit of the Mikim Shchite in the Kone? Admokim Shetagia in Uno Elieno. The uppermost lobe of the lung. Ilu hoyotelin habeimo biragleo. Kishi yislo iso biragleo. Yispashtu ein islimato. In other words, so that can be done, that can be seen when you inflate the lung. And bichayeo, so it can be seen ilo hoyotelin habim biragleo kishi yislo iso biragleo yispashtu ein islimato. In other words, when the behemoth stretches out her neck, so I mean the thyroid gland also stretches out. So then the thyroid gland, how is it called? Adam's apple. So it also stretches out. And then, so the lobe of the lung will come in contact with the thyroid gland. So this is the lower limit. In other words, up to the point that the Oino Elieno, the uppermost lobe of the lung, will reach when the behemoth stretches out its neck. V'hu kol irech ha-tzavo, ki she-timshech ha-beimo tzavoro liris kedarko. In other words, when the behemoth is interested in grazing, so then it stretches out its neck. So then it's that irech ha-tzavo, at that point. U'vilvad she-liten isiyes atzmo, lif she-tzavoro yeser masher igilo l'asis, ki she-irei. All right. Now this is mentioned in the Gemara. I mean, Tomer Rabbi Yisi Chapchi, in the middle of the Omer, Memhei Yom Dal. The ninth big line. Tomer Rabbi Yisi, Kamed Rabbi Yichan, Kol Atzavo Kulei Kosho Lishchit. Mitabas Agdeilo, so Tabas Agdeilo, that's the upper limit. That's the Mitabas Agdeilo. Ad Kampfei Reyo Atachtein. Ad Kampfei Reyo Atachtein. אמרו בתחתינו שיעלינו, שאני מהכל שיש בשטס, צבורו וראי ורבד שלו יתאנס. So that's the whole width of the neck of the behemo as it stretches out its neck in order to graze. So of course, here it says Tabas Agdeilo, so the point about Tabas Agdeilo is not a limit Ilchese, because Tabas Agdeilo is the upper limit according to Rabbi Yisrael Abiyude, not according to Rabbi Hanina Martinez. So that point is not a limit Ilchese, but as far as the lower limit is concerned, so that's a limit Ilchese. Kam v'rei ein rei atachdein, kishabei motru yodain ein istani, sheyeinu, kishirstu kanein. Oh, so Gemara asks, "Boy, Rav Chanina v'teim Rav Chananye onso atzmo ma'o teik." So in other words, you see, it all depends. Normally, a behemo doesn't strain herself when it stretches out its neck in order to graze. But sometimes, if let's say the behemo has difficulties reaching the grass, so then the behemoth will strain itself in stretching out its leg. So suppose if the behemoth does not strain itself, then the end of the neck will be here. The end of the neck will be here. But if it will strain itself, the end of the neck will be here. So is the mokim shchite up to the point where it normally what normally is when the behemoth stretches out its neck to graze, or where with straining. So that's the ego. So in other words, it's lachumre. So only the mekim shchite is only the place that is regilolasis. That's why the Torah says mashigilolasis uvilvach lo itenisi atzmo. Because it's a teiko, so it's a sveikin reis lechomre kishirei. Now these are the limits in the konik, in the windpipe. What about the other simen, the safiges, the golet, uviveishet maniach litzadereish kidei tfiso וממנו למטו הוא מקיים השחיתו עד מוקים שיעשי. So in other words, the lower limit is the place where you have hair. פירוש עד מוקים שיש בו כמין סייר, כמו שיש בקרס. That's already the beginning of the stomach of the behemoth. ובעיף עד הזפק, the lower limit is up to the crop. It means the roof of the crop. Gagui shall zef. Now, I ask you to go over the Gemara. Now, it's a very important Gemara. I don't remember. I think that we, before we started the Yodea, so we went over this piece of Gemara. But anyway, this is a very important piece of Gemara. Now, the Gemara is Itma. Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tobit Zaveishet. Now, the Veishet is the Golet. That's the esophagus. Tobit Zaveishet is, the literal translation of Tobit Zaveishet would be the court of the Golet. But it really means the pharynx. Structurally, the esophagus and the pharynx is one has one hemshach. But structurally, but al-pidin, it is different. Now, so tobit na galochi is by veishet nikav veishet b'mashu. If the gullet is perforated, even in mashu, so it's asur. Kone only berubin. Only berubin. But the golet, even bimash. So the question is, how about the tobet zaveishet, the court of the golet, the pharynx? So how much does it become asur? Rav omer bimash, like the veishet itself. So it's asur even bimash. Ushmuel omer biru. The pharynx has a din of the veishet itself, the cholat bori, or it does not. It's a separate entity. It does not have the same din as the veishet itself. So, according to Rav, the pharynx is considered like the upper portion of the esophagus, not like a separate entity, but like the upper portion of the esophagus, so maybe you can even shech the behemoth in the pharynx. And according to Shmuel, it's a separate organ, it's a separate entity. So maybe the halachas that are peculiar to veishet have no application to the tobit zaveishet, because it's a separate, it is to become treated as a separate organ. So maybe there is a special halacha. Veishet b'mashu. So, but tobit zaveishet only berube. Ushmuel omer berube. Rav omer b'mashu mikim shchit. So memele there is a special halacha. Veishet b'mashu. So, but tobit zaveishet only berube. Ushmuel omer berube. Rav omer b'mashu mikim shchitehu, so you can even shech the behemah in the pharynx. Ushmuel omer berube lav mikim shchitehu. Heini utrobet zaveishet. Omer mori b'marup v'omer shmuel kol shechitchei umarchiv zehu utrobet zaveishet. Chitrei behemah b'keimei zehu v'shbatz. This is what mori b'marup said, that if when you cut that portion in the gullet, that when you cut it, so the circumference widens, it doesn't remain unchanged, so that is a raya, that is a tobit zaveishet. But if it remains unchanged, it's a raya that this is of the lower portion of the organ, and that the Vangel itself. Omer Rav Popi, ma lo yom arochi. Uman Rav Bibi Barabai. Elo kol she chayit chayvemet mikeime izeu tovitz aleishit. Tovitz aleishit. In other words, if when you cut it, so it remains unchanged, there's a tovitz aleishit, there's the pharynx. Elo izeu veishet atmei, kol she chayit chayvikopitz. If when you cut it, it starts shrinking, the tissue starts shrinking, then that is riot, that is the vision itself. Alright. Now, Yene, Omar Zire, Mivlat. Mivlat. So Rashi. So we have here two pshat. We have here two pshat. It says here on the side you have Maseiras Hashas. Lifi pirshe Rashi mashma shem chochem. It's not so explicit in Rashi. So it says lifi pirshe Rashi mashma shem chochem. Avraham bis Yosef. Shehevi poskim sheko al yin mamish. So there's a machlekes reshein. What's the pshat here? One pshat is that it's like Rabbi Yehine. In other words, Yehine Omar Zeire Mivlat. So Mikain Bisabli Kol Butobs. Somuch L'Reish HaNekev Melech. In other words, that's how they say with Pirush Rashi, because if Rashi's pshat had been like the Rishonim, that it's not a shimchochem, but yene a dove in a pigeon, what is considered the tobet aveshit in a dove in a pigeon? So then Rashi should say. And Rashi should say, Yene Shimchochem. Rashi doesn't say anything. And, yeah, I mean, so Rashi should say, not Yene Shimchochem. So Rashi should say, Biyeno, Biyeif Shal Yeno. So there, the Turbetz Aveshet is Mivate, Mikain Bisapriye called the Turbetz. Some of Resha Nekev Meit were white, joining, bordering upon the swallowing, with the place where it is swallowed. But Rashi doesn't say, Biyeno. Rashi just doesn't say anything. He just explains Mavlat. So mainly it is assumed that Rashi agrees with the Rishonim that Yeino here is Hishem Choch. So in other words, so Yeine, Reb Yeine, Omar Zeire, in the name of Reb Zeire, Mivlat, in other words, that the Mikain Beis Abliye det kol turbetz somuch l'reish hanekev meod. It's very somuch to the mouth, the Beis Abliye. That is the turbetz aveshet. Turbetz aveshet is only that which is which borders upon the Beis Abliye. All right. Now the other pshat is no, that. That it's not a Rabbi Yehine says another shite in Tobit Aveshit, but in regard to Yehino, there is the Tobit Aveshit is the Mevlate, is the somuch to the Beis Abli. Vichamo, and how much is it? So Omar Rav Avye poches misart. V'yodif mechitzis. It is less It is so small, it is less than the size of a barley, and more than the size, bigger than the size of a wheat. All right. Ha'uturei, the havel ibnei ravuk. So there is a certain axe for that ibnei ravuk vehet. So the aschel b'shchite b'tur b'tzaveishin goma b'veishet. So the sheichet started cutting in the pharynx, in the tur b'tzaveishet, and then he finished it. So the initial act of shchite was realized in the tur b'tzaveishet. But the major portion of the bulk of the shchil of the cut was done in the veishet itself. So the question is the shchit kshir or not kshir? Now, Omar Rove, Ramina Ali, Chumre de Rab, Chumre de Shmir, Vitarifna. So far the Gemara assumed that according to Rab, so Tobit Zaveshet and Mamesh the same thing as the Veshet. So Meile Yitzim became a Shchit. So according to Rab, there is no problem according to Rab. Because it's the Veshet itself, so in other words, so he began in the Veshet and he ended the Shchit and the cut, the Rova Simen in the Veshet. So there's nothing wrong. Now, and according to Shmuel, that it's not the Veshet, it's a separate street and a separate organ. So the Mele, in order to become Treifo, it requires Nika Berube. And here, so he only began the cut, the Shchit, in cutting the turbets, but he didn't cut the rope of the turbets, of the turbet, so maybe it could not be a sword, so it didn't become treif. So it should be ksheiro memonefshach, it should be giteres b'achim memonefshach. According to Rav, so the turbets of Ishet, it became shchit. And he began shechting in the proper place. According to Shmuel, it's not became a shchit. So it's a separate organ. And it only becomes treife if it's nika berube. But the initial cut was made in the Torah Tavishet. So just a mashu nekev according to Shmuel is ksheor. So mimonim shachit should be ksheor. Still, he wanted to answer because he wanted to be matil the chumre de rabe chumre de Shmuel. Vitarifna, so I said, Omar Rove, Ramine alei chumre de rabe chumre de Shmuel. ותריפנו, חומרי דרב לא ממשו, דומה רב ממשו, ואומר רב מכם שחיתו, כי שמואל, דומה רב מכם שחיתו, כי שמואל אומר ברובי כרב, דומה ממשו. So I mean, so that is, so according to the assumption of the Gemara, then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that even according to Rav, so it's not the Mekim HaShritim, but still, it is also Bimashu. But according to the original assumption of the Gemara, that according to Rav, it's Mamesh, the Veshet itself. So that is very strange. So why did he impose upon it Chumre de Rav, Chumre de Shmuel, it's Stira Bnei Obey. There is a logical Stira Bnei Obey. So Vomarai, so Yigalgum Yulse Matoy Likamed Ravabi. Omaleu Tura Bein Ravim Nishmuel Shorem, because we won't have Shem Mitzvotah. Zilu omru lei librei de Rav Yisif v'achome, de lishlent meitura limon. In other words, that he has to pay because he paskin shaloi kidi, paskin shaloi kidi. Om amar brei de Ravine misif neti yufte klap is sani de Rav. Leilom, in other words, leilom hilchese, so you see, Rove was the son of Rav Yisif Bachom. So mainly he called him here Rav Yisif Bachom. So in other words, the Rove passed in Shalom Kedim. So he was Mafsit, the Baal Abeim, or the Baal of the Axe. He was Mafsit. He was Mafsit in Momen. So he's going to have to pay him, it's at Galmi. So we see that you have to Klapisane the Rove. Klapisane the Rove. In other words, this is a euphemistic expression, Klapisane the Rove. Leilo milchasei kidivu bisila, voreitzel askidu bishama yeis, kidivu bisila yeis, bikule bisham kol bisila el rosh, מחום רביס שם, מחום רביס הלל, או בכוסבי מאיר, הקסיל בחיש החילך. אלוהי כי משם הייתי קולי יכול ראי, אני כי בסילה קולי יכול ראי. הוגו וקשי, אמרת לנה לא הגיד בסילה, בוא לטון לבריס לעשות משם יעשה. לא יקשי, כאן כן הבאס, כאן כאן לאח הבאס. והיא בואי נסעים מאב לאח הבאס פה. ורבי ישוע היא, דיום הרי משגיח עם הבאס פה. סו ממילא היא כן פסקו. סו יכוחה כן פסקו לה משם, אני כן פסקו לה בסילה. But if he passes like both, when there is a stire, so then he's exil b'cheshachilich. So in other words, mikol mokim kash. So in other words, but here there's a stire, because the Gemara assumed that the reason is why Rav says that Torah Tzaveshet Nikev Limashu is Asur, because it became shrite, but here he started the initial act of the shrite in the Torah Tzaveshet. So everything was proper, and according to Shmuel, it's a separate organ. So it's only treife if it's nikav merube. So it's ksil b'cheshachilich. So in other words, so why did he pass like that? It's asking. We call the kasha. Omar Akdobus kule kirava. So now the Gemara comes to the conclusion: it's not that according that Rav is made that according to Rav it became shrit. No, according to Rav is also made, it's not in Kim Shrit. But still he holds, even though the Torah Tzaveshet, does not have a din of evasion. Ligabi heta Shrit, you cannot be matter the behemoth. By cutting the rope of the Torah Tzaveshet, the rope heke, of the pharynx of the Torah Tzaveshet, but it has a din of evasion. In order to become osea, if it's nikkevli mashu, so in other words, because structurally there is a continuation between the veshe, the esophagus, and the pharynx. So the mele, Rav holds that even though it is not kosher lishrite, so why isn't it kosher lishrite? Because in shrite there is a certain area that was shrite can be matia. Voraya, we see that in the kone, so we have shiurim according to Rabbi Yisbe Rabbi Yude, up to the Basel Yeno, according to Rabbi Chanin ibn Antignes, up to the thyroid gland. So in other words, so even now, of course, Rabbi Yisbe Rabbi Yude will be paid that even above the upper ring, up the upper ring, so it's still part and parcel of the trachea, of the windpipe. Still, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it's not kosher l'shrite. So in other words, we have not the whole organ is kosher l'shrite. So Rav says that it actually is the same organ. Actually the same organ. The pharynx and the esophagus is the same organ. So in the middle, since there is aloche, the innovation, that nikav b'mashu, so it's asuro. So the Torah Tzaveshet is the same thing, but mikim shrit it isn't, because even though it's the same organ, it's still not the area of shrit. Or some mele, there is no kash. So that Omer of Taves kule krava the choser on by cheskom on itatzis lani kule kail yudo achim shrit rav. Hoch Omer of Veishet dos le chachonim shir. Nichlal nitum etza veishet lav mikim shrite. So, lav mikim shrite. Vi ko oma bimash. Limayro. Ad kamo, Omer Rav Nachman, ad kidei tvisas yad. Now, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis. Tesvis shita, that's the shita of the Bahag. Halachas Delis, it's also the shita of the Rambam. Now, so lavli ad kamo, hu kosher shrite, lavli kim shrite, afloch omar rabbi mashu, mini da haba gageres, di beinim kim shrite, bein shaloyim kim shrite, shove shiurei. Now let's see Gargaris in the windpipe, the trachea. So the Mekim Shrite, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, is up to the Tabas Elino. But when it's niqab, so how much must it be niqab berube? So it doesn't make any difference whether it's niqab berube below the tabasari yain, or it's niqab berube above the tabasari yain. So berube it's reife, and less than rube it's kshero. Why? Because it is one organ. Below the tabas alieno, above the tabas alieno, is one organ. And even like calling Rav Chanina ben Antignes mishipokeiva, but that doesn't mean that above the shipokeiva it's already a different organ. It's still the same organ, but there is a certain area of shriti. So here too, according to Rav, so the Tobes HaVeishet is the same organ as the Veishet itself. It's called Tobes HaVeishet, the court of the esophagus. But the area of Shrit, it isn't the area of Shrit. It isn't the area of Shrit. So, in other words, so what is the size of the Tobes HaVeishet that this is not holy Shrit? Kenitvisas yad. Tzorich lo niach litzad ha-reish, ki shorish et boyis ve'arba. So in other words, that means arba et boyis. Lo shmeri azor. Vani shomaiti achizas chini tzuponayim. Vori shinira beinayim. Lichai gavli li mikra tvisas yad. In other words, chudi tzuponayim wouldn't be called tvisas yad. So tvisas yad is the size of arba et boyis. Now, Tenisre says, in tvisas yad, Pirush Mikuntras Arbeitsbois. Teve, the Beivma. No. All right. So that is in a behemoth, in a chayim, but Beiv, Arbeitsbois, it's not that large in an eiv. Upirush Amin Yitzchok ben Rabbi Meir, Arbeitsbois, Birom, in bulls, let's say. Wait, Birom and Dil. Mitam ve'eleich kol chad v'chad lefi mashu gol. Lefi mashu gol. Aloch es deilis miforesh, ki tiz es yad, now that's the other shit. Aloch es deilis, ki yad kenoket inish, b'shtey es boyis. V'divreim de mikavot. So according to Rashi, it means arbetz boyis, and according to Aloch es deilis, it means shtey es boyis. Shtey es boyis. The Rambam is like the Aloch es deilis. Ram is like this. All right, that's the shiur on the mile in the veishet. So the two of salvation is not the area of shrit. So that's the tvisas yad, the mile, limato towards the stomach, towards the woman of the behemo, at kamo. So what is the lower limit of the veishet? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravuye, at kedishias, where it appears here. So that's already beyond the vision. Eini v'om rabine om agneve mishmi derav tefach b'veishet somuch l'keres zehu keres apnimi amai kishochet b'keres b'shochi eini tefach b'keres somuch l'veishet zehu keres apnimi iboi yisemi kikom arav b'ture dimisatve dimisatve, alright. ובבישת מניח מצד הרייש כדי תפיס וממנו למטו הוא מכם השחית עד מוקים. And what's the lower limit? עד מוקים שיעשו פירש עד מוקים שיש בי כמין שר כמו שיש בקרס. And the woman of the behemoth, so it's hairy like. ובאיב עד הזבר. What does it mean כדי תפיסה? That's in the upper limit. So kedei tvise pirish rashe dalet ats boys u bahak pirish ki shiyei chayiz vishteyes beisof vahayne reich af etzba vishiyo ze bishir agot u sho behimo chayveiv ki figeil. Now here there is something, a big chiddush in the Torah. You see, one might get the impression the Torah is only mentioning what Tosfos says. Because Teisve says, Bireimim, so he says, Ptei me de beif mai, Upirish Rabbi Yitzchok ben Rabbi Nemeyer, Arba etzgoyis Bireimim gdeilim, Mikam veilir kol chad vechad, lifi ma shehu kod. So, some achreinim assumed that the two is really expressive of the Shita of Teisve, because Teisve says that this shiur of Kenitvises Yad applies only by Bereimim daily, it's a Yibur. But in other Behemes, not only in Nov, even a Chayo, but not Yibur, not Bereimim daily. So then it varies. Kol Echot L'Echot V'Mashir Godel. This is what Teisve says. But Teisve says it according to Thesis, Teisve says it, Upirish Rabbi Yitzchok ben Meir, the Rivom, Arba Etzboyes. So that is according to Rashi's chat, that Vises Yad is Arba Etzboyes. That's a much bigger shio than Teisve's pshat and the Bahak's pshat, which is only Shtey Etzboyes. So Mimele, Teisve says, according to Rashi's pshat, that Tvisas Yad means Arba Etzboyes, so that is only by bulls, not by smaller animals, even Chayuvev, not bulls. Masheimke, according to the Bahak's pshat, that it's a smaller shiur, so then that shiur can apply not only to aiming daylim to bulls, it can apply to any chayo, any behemoth of chayo, you see. Now, here it says, but the two mentions it, ukenitvise pirish rashi daltes boys, ubahak pirish kinishiach and vishteyes beisov, vaynerich hefetzba, vishiur ze b'shiragot. So after mentioning bahak's pshat, of Kedishayei Chaz Mishteyetz Beisov, which is a smaller shio than Rashi's shio. So he says, Vishio Zeb Shiragodo. So that's a big chidesh over and above the chidesh of Teisve. Because Teisve mentions that in connection with Shitas Rashi, that Tvisas, that Kedetvise means Arba Etzboyes. Arba Etzboyes is a relatively large shio. So that can only apply to bulls, not to smaller animals, even with a behemoth and chayo. Masheikin, according to the Bahak's pshat, that it's a relatively small chiyo, it can apply to every behemoth and chayo, you see. But the two mentions here are chidesh, that even Rashi's chiyo of Shteikin, Shiechel, Shteyetz Beisov, so that too applies only to Reimim Deilim, and not to smaller Behemom Chai. That's a big chidesh that is not mentioned in this. Alright. Vishir Ozeh, Vishir Agot, Usho Behemom Chai Vei, Kifigei Godle, Limidez Ashir, Bitchilo, Sheikhatin Kineged Agor, Shochat Minat Dodi, that's the Mishneh, Daf Yutes, Shritosik Sheiro, ובלבד שידע שחותך הסימונים כאילו שחותך המפרקס כי הסימונים רכים ונדחים מפני הסקים אם לא ישיודע בבד. In other words, because suppose he cuts the simonim, but before he cuts the simonim, he cuts the bone, the מפרקס. Now if he cuts the bone, so then it becomes trivial. And if he cuts the bone, that's a mafrekes, before he cut the brief simoni, so then it's a treifor. So the melee, so if he shechts minatzlodim from the side, so then there is a possibility that he touched the bone first before he cut the simoni. And by the time he started to cut the simoni, so the rope of the mafrekes of the neck bone was already cut, so it's already treve. So that's why he says, Im Gewatsche jeden Tag, ich hatte das Simon im Kehl, im Schachotach am Freitag. He must be sure that he was right on the Simon before he cut the bow, the neck bone. Ki Simon im Rakim in Itrim, in Nehasaki, in Itrim, in Shehide, in Vada. Hashich et Benoe Erev, Psuah, Shariachitech am Freitag Strilom. Wie im Herz der Simon im Acharya Erev, Shehide. But if he shechts from the back, So then, he'll always cut the neck bone first, unless he takes a hold of Zimon. Otherwise, it's possible to shecht from the back, from the erev, but he pushes in his hands, and after cutting the bosom in the back, he pushes his hand in, or the sakin, he doesn't have to push his hand in, with the sakin. He throws the sake behind the bone and pulls out the simoni and then cuts them. So then it's all right. But only if he got a hold, if he was malas on the simoni and he pulled out the simoni. So then it's jail. Otherwise, he certainly will cut the mafrekes first, so he becomes a trade. Wie mehr sich als Mone mache, er häufig schön. Alright. Now. Wir kämen als Schritte mit Zavo, mit Konel, mit Zadoreisch, mit Schibukei, wo ole Mato. Wo kämen sie Jastril, Akeva, that's the Taiwo Dren, Rishapeya Bilalos. Vahaini Shia Bechite. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Shia Bechite Ksheo. Gemara Pasas. Tafutesa Medal. Vilches in the first line. Mishipu Keva Ulemato Ksheo. From the slant of the Taiwan land and below, so it's kosher. V'hayin Yishiyah Bechite. What's Yishiyah Bechite? Because you have two grain-like structures. You have there on top. So Memele, Yishiyah Bechite means if you cut into the tissue that is in the form of grain-like structures. So then it's kshir. Then it's kshir. V'ayin ishiya b'chit. V'hu, shebiseif ha'kone le'maylo, yeish biseich tabas ha'gdeylo k'mo ishnei gargari miguf shchusi pirush targein bidalei zena sochus be'in eklima ha'koshe shebeize. That's relatively hard, cartilage. V'nikre chit. V'nikre chit. Because they are grain-like structures. V'im shochad v'sichachitim v'shia mehem kol shu l'maylo k'sheo. So now, the Mechaba uses the Loshin of Yeish b'sich tabas ha'gdeil. Now that was taken from the Loshon Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Chul. Now the Orach HaShulchan. I mean, this is very strange. What do you mean tabas ha'gdeil? Tabas ha'gdeil is below the thyroid gland. It's not because Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tabas ha'gdeil is the upper limit of the Mekim Shechit, but we pass from Panim Natignes, so even above the Tabas HaGdeilo. So there were Hashulchon, so why does the Rambam say B'tech Tabas HaGdeilo? That was taken from the Loshon Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. The answer is, he's not referring to the uppermost ring, Tabas HaGdeilo, that according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, it is the upper limit. But above that ring, So in the cut, in the thyroid gland, there is also a ring-like structure. And in that ring-like structure, so that is, this is the tapasak deilo over and above the tapasak deilo that Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda considers as the upper limit. It's not the same tapasak deilo that Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. So because in the thyroid gland, that's in the thyroid gland, it's also a ring-like structure. And inside that ring-like structure, so there are two grain-like pieces of tissue. So this is what it means with tapasak deilo. Kmo shnei gagerim miguf shchus cartilage v'nikrem chit v'yimshochad b'seich achitim v'shia mehem kol tshu l'maylo kshet sh'arimshochad m'shibkiru l'mato v'yimshia mehem klum el shochad l'maylo mehem harei zem ukranis u'psur. Then he said u'lichatchile yishchet limato mitabas agdeilo. Ulechatchile yishchet limato mitabas agdeilo. Not that we paskin that there is a shittes reshenim that paskins like Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Hanina ben Titnes. But why is there lechatchile to shecht limato mitabas agdeilo? That's because that's a precautionary measure. Because if he alerts himself to shecht, to run the sakin, to lead the sakin over the tapasak deilo, the upper ring, the upper cartilage ring that encircles the whole trachea. So then, if he alerts himself to lead the saki below the tapasak deilo, so then he's sure not to be nichsh. But if he alerts himself to lead the saki just beneath the slant of the thyroid gland, then he might inadvertently deflect with the saki above the slant of the thyroid gland. So in other words, in order to avoid a takole, so lechatchile he should alert himself to shech limato mitabasagil. To shech limato mitabasagil. I think that in the biological terminology, I'm not sure. So the larynx, what is called larynx, this is the upper area from the tapasak deilo up to the shipokeva. Which according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda is not a proper area of Shchita. But according to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignes, it is the proper area of Shchita. So that upper area in the trachea, that is not a became Shchita according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda, but is a became Shchita. According to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignes, the way we passed, so this is called larynx. And the whole cone is called windpipe trachea. I think that this is the terminology. All right, that's the upper limit. And then the lower limit, vishiure limato ad roish knafa uno, the lower long, kishenefri leiso, veile lemayo ad mokin shema. So this is the mokin. It's magia when you inflate the lung, lach hashchita, because sometimes you have to inflate the lung. So the oz, but b'chayah beimo, so it's the same point. Oz hu amokim bi'atzmei shoyse nigas ki shoyse choyah beimo and bi choyah beimo v'hoyso So when he starts to, when he wants to graze the field, so then he stretches out the neck. So that is bilishati emis atmo limshech tzavor b'yesir. So the point, the end of the neck, when it normally stretches out its neck, not when it strains itself to stretch out the neck. So if this would be the end of the neck, when it normally stretches out its neck to graze, so that means this is the lower limit in the tzavabe. Uvei limato bitone kmoi beveshit. So it corresponds. The lower limit of the kone in the nave is corresponds with the lower limit in the beishit. In other words, you could draw a straight line connecting the lower limit of the beishit in the nave and the lower limit of the kone nave. Uvi beishit. So, mischilas hamoki. So that's gemara. So, shechashim chaytchineze. Mischavet. So it starts shrinking. Ad mokim sheyasu. V'yaschil liyeis protzin protzin. So veishet. So the upper limit is beneath the turbitz aveishet. Where is beneath the turbitz aveishet? In other words, where's the veishet proper? The veishet proper. If when you start cutting, when you cut, so it shrinks. So let's say, in other words, if you have, let's say the veishet. If you have the veishet, so in the upper portion of the veishet, so in the upper portion of the veishet, so the turbitz aveishet, if you start cutting, it doesn't shrink. It remains unchanged. But then, when the veishet starts a little lower, if you start cutting there, so it starts shrinking. So that's the beginning of the veishet. But if, when you start cutting, it doesn't shrink, it remains unchanged, it's a raya that it's still the turbitz aveishet. And when where is the beginning of the woman of the behemoth? Ad mokim shiyasi. V'yaskali is potzim potzim, kikeres. Shochat l'maylo mokim zed, v'u anik hotobetz aveishet, or limato. That's limato, the mokim that it's hairy-like. V'mokim zed, v'u mischilas neimayim, that's the beginning of the woman of the behemoth. Shchitos ipsu. V'shi hotobetz aveishet, shenro v'shchito l'maylo, v'behemo v'chayo, Kidei sheyecheis v'shteyetz beisom. You see here, the mechaber differs from the two, because the two said, ukidei tfise pir sherashe daledetz beis. Ubal alochez deles pirish kidei sheyecheis v'shteyetz beisom. V'hayne rechafetz bo. V'shiyo ze b'shira godo. Only shira godo, ibur. U'shor behemo chayo ve'eiv. So not only Eiv, but even Shor Behem Chayo Kivigeva. So it varies according to its size. According to its size. So, but he says, Limaylo Bibeim of Shio Tumitzavishin, the Holy Shita, Limaylo Bibeim of Chayo. He doesn't say Bireimi. He says, "Limaylo bibehimo v'chayo, kidei sheyachiz b'shteyet beisom." So the shear of tvisas or kidei tvise applies equally to all behemos and chayes, big bulls, small bulls. I mean, any behemo and any chayo, any behemo and any chayo. So, but the Torah says that only by big bulls, so it's this shiur of Shteyetz Beisom. Why? Because the Bais Yosef is masik on the Torah. And the Bais Yosef says, true, Teisre says that, true that Teisa says that Arba Etzboi Sbirei Min Deli Mikam Reile Kol Chad V'Chad V'Mashi Ugodim. So any behemoth of a chayo other than Rei Min Deli than Big Bulls. So it's if you got like that's that Teisa mentions that in connection with Rashi Shite that Tfisa means Arba Etzboi. So by behemoth of a chayo, by small behemoth of a chayo, so that's too much of a shiur. But according to Teisa's pshat, the Mahat's pshat, that shiur tfisa means bezetz boys, so that isn't a big shiur for a small chayon behem. You see? So the mechaber is chelik on the two. Alright. Now, anyway, the mechaber passed like the Baruch HaZdeles and Teisa's and the Rambam, that shiur tfisa is ishteyet tfisa, kishiach ishteyet tfisa. But Rashi Shite is that Shiot Vise is Daladet's voice. So there are more paskins like Rashi Shite. V'yei Shemrim, Kinirichav Daladet's voice. V'kabole biyad hakadmenim, shebichol behimo v'chayo, hashiur admokim shemagia shom, eizen habemo yachayo kishikev v'nezo. As a simen. In other words, so, wherever the eizen of the behemoth or the chayo, when you bend it down, where it's magia, so that is, this is where the shiur is magia. Uvei hakel ifigedle yukon. Not like the Torah says, uvechayo, ubehemo vechayo, vei vachol yukon. But, only vei vachol yukon. Because since but the behemoth of a chayo, so it's kishiyach v'shteyetz beisam, not like the Torah. V'in chiluk, now he says, now we had him achlekes reshevim. When the Gemara says yeyech yeme omar zeire kili miglate, whether yeme is ishem chochom or yeme means nido. There's a special shield. So he says, "Vein chiluk b'yeno mishor enfis di bichulon shiur on shor v'chein lechia b'darke meishi di yeno di b'shias u'shem andoma v'lo yeno la'afuki b'siosa." Who says that it means yeno ido u'limato ad azefet up to the cloud. What's the lower limit in the nave? In an eiv limato, that's up to the crop. The eiv shein lizefek, there are certain birds, I think a goose, does not have a crop. A goose does not even have a crop. So, we discussed it when we learned the miscellaneous money, about money if toy. An avos does not even have a crop. So ve'iv she'im li'zefek. So what is the simen, the lower limit? Ad b'nagapai, the wings. Ufi she'im mepkiim b'shirir ne'ilu, nochir mishrei b'emtza asavo ri'oke, v'oz yeitze midisonik. Tzorich ha'sheichei che'yishrei b'emtza asavo, v'im shochat min atzdodin shchitosik she'o. That's the Mishnah Daf Yotes. V'hu she'herzer asimoni. וידיה שחותכו קדם שחותך המפרקס כי הסימונים רכים ונידוחים מן הסקי ויהיו עדין לשכת מן העיר. Now, so the Taz assumed that the shita of the Bes Yosef is, the shita of the Chaber is, that we need two things. In other words, first of all, herzer asimonim, he has to pull out the simonim if he shechts min atzdodim. So he has to pull out the simonim, and then he has to be sure that he cut the rope of the two simonim that he pulled out before he was chitah mafrekis. But suppose he's not sure, so then it's not sheor. Because even though he was Erzer HaSimonim, Mimele the Taz is Chavis Masik on the Mechaber. And the, because the Mechaber says, V'yedeya she'vuhu she'arz rasimonim v'yedeya she'chot chom, kingdom she'chot chom in place. In other words, there are two prerequisites. Number one, he must pull out, if he shechts v'nat zgodim, so first he must, with the sacking, pull out the simonim. Pull out the simonim. And then, but that is not enough. He must make sure, for himself that he cut the simonim before he was chid l'mafrekes. But suppose he pulled out the simonim, and when you ask him, are you sure that you cut the Rav Simonim before you cut the Etzim Afrekes? So then it's not clear, because of the possibility, even though he pulled out the Simonim, let's say he pulled out the Simonim, but pulling out the Simonim doesn't mean that he pulls out the whole Simonim. Just a little bit of the Simonim he pulls out. He says, I'm not sure, I don't know, maybe. Yes, after all, even if he pulls out a little bit of the Simonim, so he's still using the sacking and simonim, the major, the bulk of which is not visible to his eyes. So mainly the Rav Simonim. So then it's not clear. This is how it appears from the Roshon of the Mechaber. So the Taz, and why was the Mechaber say that? He was medaiket from the Roshon of the Rosh. So the Taz says, no, the Rosh doesn't mean it. But the Taz assumed that the Mechaber, there are two prerequisites. Herz HaSimoni and Yideya Bivadai Shechot Chomkin Shechot HaMafrekis. But the Taz is Masik on the Mechaber, and he says, if it is Herz HaSimoni, then there is no Svekis, then we can take it for granted. Even if he says, I'm not sure, but we are sure. As long as it's Herz HaSimoni, as he pulls out the Simoni, so we are sure that in all probability he must have cut the simonim before he cut the mafrekes. Because there's the Taz own shiti, but the Mechaber shiti is that there are two prerequisites.